to the Other Side of Blackpool podcast. And if you live here in Blackpool, this show's for you. From high up in our Attic Room studio on Church Street, we share the true stories of what life is really like in Blackpool. Stories that are often overlooked, hidden, or under-celebrated. Welcome back to the Other Side of Blackpool podcast. And here we are at Holy Trinity Church, which is just nestled around the back of the Pleasure Beach. And we are basking in the afterglow of a glorious meeting with our residents. The last of the summer, last of term. So this episode is all of a bit of an end of year report. And with me around the table, I've got John, who's fairly new to the gang. Hi, John.
Hiya.
I've got Siobhan, who is our cost of living supremo. Hi, Siobhan.
Hello there.
And Emma, who is sometimes singer on the pier, always an entertainer, but a hard worker too. Hello, Emma.
Hi, Gillian.
And so we're going to remind you of all the things we've done during the year. You may have met us doing all of this work. We're going to bring you our cases solved. We're going to bring you some good news. We're going to bring you this week's special offers. And really, we're just going to reflect on a year of working in Blackpool and the Fylde Coast, the things we've found out and the things we've done. 25 great residents met for lunch today. John, you were one of them. How did you get involved in this group and how would you describe it to someone who doesn't know what we do?
Well, I was got invited to come here by one of the people who was here already.
Good.
I didn't know what it was. So I looked on the website and it said Poverty Truth Network. And then I came and everyone has been working on really serious issues of the day that need addressing by newbies like me and other people. Yeah.
Brilliant. Nicely put. So what are the sort of issues that have caught your attention over this time you've been with us?
Well, kind of problems in the NHS, problems in the schools, problems in the way we treat asylum seekers in the town. I think there's a lot more I don't know about yet, but the people are lovely and it's a place where people can talk about their bins if they want and anything that comes as a problem.
That's great. Thank you, John. Some of you may be able to pick up that in the church where we were meeting this afternoon, there is a primary school visit and everyone is behaving very well through the glass, I can see, but you might be able to hear a tiny bit of a hubbub there. John, thanks for that summary. And we will come back again. Actually, just before I leave you, would you recommend us to someone? Would you invite somebody to come along?
I think so. I mentioned it to people, you know, to let them know I come here, and a few people go, what's that? So, yeah, I mean, I could invite them, I suppose.
That's great, John. Well, please invite all your friends. Now, Emma, we did do some special offers work today, and that's all the things you can get in Blackpool for free or nearly free. And the three things that I remembered were beginning with B, something to do with Bollywood, something to do with boxing, something to do with Bispam. What were they?
Yeah, we always like to start our meetings with special offers because everything that we talk about, it's serious matters within the town. Yeah, it can get you down sometimes. So just having a little bit of lightheartedness and special offers and good things that the town has going on, it's a nice way to always start our meetings. So the first special offer that we're telling our group about is Elliot's Place. So Elliot's Place, they support young men in Blackpool aged 18 to 25. And it's with any type of mental health issues, really. They can come along and chat. And over at the Empowerment Charity up on Bispam Road, they've got an open day down there where they can drop in for pizza, and they've got guest speakers appearing as well. And all the information can be got off their website. So we always like to try and network people into other services and things that are going on in the town. The other one was from the National Lottery. So the National Lottery have got around £30 million to give away in 3 days out for families. So we shared it with our group that everybody All you need is an email address. So you can just go on the National Lottery, big days out, input your email address, and they'll send you a £25 voucher for any activities for families, or they've got like the Liverpool Stadium tour. So it's across the country. There's loads of tickets for London. One of our group members has booked a trip to go on a canal boat with wine and tapas.
Nice.
And with this £25 voucher, it's only actually cost her £5. So she's really looking forward to that. And I've booked to go to the Sea Life Centre and the Peter Rabbit Experience and take my mum and dad and my little boy. So that'll be a lovely day out for us as well. I mean, we always like to start our sessions, like I say, with the special offers. There was quite a few. The other B that you mentioned was the women's boxing. So that's the Roscon training group in Blackpool. So we previously told our group about that because the more of an apprenticeship scheme, so any young people that aren't really interested in going on to further education, be it in college or sixth form, but they fancy something where they can get stuck in and a hands-on role, we always say that Roscon Training Group is a great facility to go to. But they've started on a Tuesday at 10:30 a.m. A women's boxing session. And yeah, again, you can go on their website, or would I say the phone number on the podcast?
Why not say the phone number on the podcast?
So if you want to get involved with the women's boxing, hoping you've got a pen to hand, the phone number is 07-821-643-100. And also, like, it was really nice this week because a few of the group members, it's always me, or mainly me, that goes out and finds these special offers to share them for the group. And I love that job, and I love that responsibility. But this week a couple of our group members got involved and sent me things that were going on in the town. So Tina found out about the food van. Val was letting us know about the Asian festival on the on the Headlands carpet there outside Blackpool Tower. And yeah, it's just nice that everybody seems to be sharing things, especially now the summer's coming. And hopefully with the weather being better, people are looking for things to do.
Well, that is great, yeah. Emma. Thank you for that. And in a minute, I'll talk about that. Another B, Boccia, which has been one of our cases. It's a Boccia's a game that disabled people play, not just disabled people, but people with a low level of fitness. And we've got some news to bring on that. But Emma, I hope we can come back to you in a minute to talk about our own summer excursions and where you'll find us this summer if you want to join in and you quite want to be part of this. If you want to check out who we are and what we do, we're around and about, not here at Holy Trinity Church Hall, but around and about Blackpool, and we'll have a full briefing coming up. Now, I promised to update you about Blackpool's Boccia Court. When I say Blackpool's Boccia Court, there isn't one at the moment. Boccia is a game played by disabled people. It's a Paralympic sport, but Blackpool can never host games because it doesn't have a court. That is until we got involved. John, this was a case that you mentioned in your roundup. Have you got anything to say about this case and why it impressed you?
Well, of course, I didn't really know anything about it, but now I've realised it started in Italy and it was played all over the world, and I nearly got tempted to go and play it myself. I think I will one day go and play Boccia. I think it's so accessible. I think the rules are quite easy to kind of understand. And Blackpool, yeah, as you say, didn't have anywhere that was supported by the official Blackpool sports thing. So
yeah, the sports centre in Blackpool didn't have a proper court to host games, and so it was the coaches, or particularly one coach, Colin, who's a Boccia dad, who had to get down on his hands and knees at the age of 74 and mark out a Boccia court with gaffer tape so they could practice. Colin and co had been complaining for many years, but we got involved, and we hear now that there is some news coming. Just before I tell you what it is, Siobhan, you are around Blackpool all the time on your cost of living work, and you've seen Boccia at work in just breaking out spontaneously. Can you tell us a little bit about that? And it's not necessarily people who are disabled, is it, either, who play it?
Not at all. In particular, Blackpool Coastal Housing, they have what was warm hubs during the wintertime is now just sort of community hubs. And there's one spaced out in most areas within Blackpool, and they are Boccia mad, basically. That was the first time I'd heard of Boccia, but I'd never seen it played. Obviously, there's no courts because of the size of the location, But ultimately, it's the best game. It's fun. It's inclusive. Everybody can play. It's a couple of hours well spent with fun and lots of laughter. So I can certainly recommend it if anybody's looking to get involved, go and have a try. Try it at one of the Blackpool Coastal Housing community centres.
Yeah, the light went on for us when we suddenly realised that it's not just disabled competitive sports people that want to play it, but it's something that can be played with people with no fitness, low fitness, people who are lonely can play it, and it is happening all around Blackpool. There are all these kind of feeder projects. An example would be the South Shore Hub on Highfield Road, where they play boccia on a Thursday afternoon. Nursing homes, church halls, boccia's played, but there's no central court. But the good news is, we understand since we got involved in this case that that the floor at Stanley Park Sports Centre will, if the budget is approved by the council, will be renovated in the new year, and new courts will be laid, which will include courts for boccia players so that we can start to host games here. So that's great news. Great news for Boccia Blackpool and all the great people that work there, and Colin and his team of hardworking boccia players. So that's some good news that we've got from this year. All right, Siobhan, coming back to you. Now, we worked with you through the cold, hard winter time, helping people to understand what was available to them through the council and through government grants to help them through the cost of living crisis. And you're still here, even though it's summer and we're not using the heating so much. How are you still helping with people's cost of living concerns in the town?
So I'm actually employed by Empowerment Charity, which, as Emma said, is on Bispen Road. And that is a funded post by Blackpool Council. And initially it was introduced back end of last year to help people to get through the sort of winter crisis that we were all facing, and energy bills going up, and people were really struggling. So the council recognised that and put some money into place, and introduced an 0800 number, a free phone number for people to get in touch, local residents within Blackpool, to get in touch with either myself at Empowerment or with the staff down at the volunteer centre in town. And it really has just sort of been a very busy few months. We weren't sure whether it was going to continue into the summer, but thankfully it has, because although the sort of winter warm issues that have gone past us now, we're now looking at the cost of living issues and the increasing costs that people are now facing. So the support mechanism that I can put into place for people is that I can do a one-to-one face-to-face appointment in a place that they're comfortable with, either at home or a cafe, and we can explore what issues that these individuals are now facing, and see what support that they need. So it's just having that person available to go through and offer some sort of support. We can refer them to other agencies if there are issues, if they need citizen advice or do they need to claim additional benefits and all that. So I'm not information of everything that's out there, but I can certainly be able to refer them on. And what is really good is a couple of weeks ago I went to a meeting with all the sort of providers in Blackpool who have been supporting local residents through this crisis, and the council have supported us all the way through and want to continue to support us through till March 2024, which is really good news. The other good thing that's come back into play is the household support funds are now available. They're opened up and live. So people can apply for that. It's an online process, and that will help people with energy crisis issues that they may have. And in addition to that, all the sort of what were called warm hubs are now becoming community hubs. They are remaining open, and more are appearing because there's funding out there for people to tap into and create something that will be very usable for local residents. So actually, there is a lot of things to do. Sometimes it's the hardest thing, which is what Emma's trying to do, is make people aware of where to go for that information and what is available. So if anybody is in any doubt or needs any help, if you want to give me a call on 079 909-688-234.
Well done, all said without your reading glasses.
Yes, we should in my hand.
Very good. Before we just stop talking about cost of living, Siobhan, because I over the winter we did a podcast on this, and I said to you, does it ever make you cry? And you said, all the time. Are you still crying?
Yes, sadly, yes. I think what it's given me is an opportunity to see behind the doors of some people who are, you know, this is not to do with just the last 12 months. This is an issue that's been a long-term problem for a lot of people in this town. And it's the isolation, because they're either too embarrassed or don't know where to go or how to ask for help. It's a really difficult thing. And yes, some of the things that I hear and see are still really upsetting.
Yeah. In the work that we do, we find that there are two big barriers in place of people accessing help. One is knowing where it is and what it is. I mean, there are just so many services in Blackpool. You know, where would you find the one for you? And the second one is technical support and kit. How do you send an email? How do you Google what you need? I mean, so people are locked out on those two fronts, which are actually connected. So they're not online. And they don't really know what's out there for them. Do you agree with that, or is there something else that blocks people from what
no,
help,
those,
from help
they
need?
They tend to be the biggest factors. People just don't know where to go for help and what have you. And certainly during the winter months, we were doing roadshows outside St John's Church in town, albeit freezing cold. But it was a really good opportunity to raise the profile of what the project was about. And lots of people did inquire. And we sent that positive feedback back to the council, and thankfully, they are going to look at doing something similar during the summer months, especially during the summer holidays, where people might have a bit more free time to come and have a chat with ourselves. And there is so much help out there. It really is. It's just finding that route. And as you said, that's sometimes the difficulty. But if they don't have access to the internet, then again, that's something that I can help them with. Or they can go to the local libraries. There's lots of places around that people can access help from now.
Great. And we've got that phone number. Of course, the summer is challenging in that the kids are around, right? So if you've got lots of mouths to feed and it's the summer holidays, it's really hard for cost of living, yeah?
Yeah, absolutely. But there is a lot of places that are now providing food, an opportunity to, you know, to get some help with that type of thing, with the fact that, you know, if the families are off, etc. So, yeah, don't struggle. Reach out, ask for help, and somebody will come and, you know, support you through that journey.
Wonderful. All right, that's great. Thank you very much, Siobhan. Right, so just to finish off, actually, Emma, we missed a B. Bollywood. Tell us about the Bollywood news that we heard today.
Oh, it was from Val, so it was on the Tower Festival Headlands over the weekend, the first Asian festival in Blackpool. It was supposed to be part of the Blackpool Carnival, which obviously, unfortunately, isn't going to go ahead now. But they still went ahead with their plans, and they had henna tattoos, and people could dress up in all the regalia and all the fancy stuff and have their pictures taken, and all the Asian food was there available for everybody. So hopefully now that they've done it once, you know, off their own back, without the Blackpool Carnival name behind it, I hope it'll continue every year.
Yeah,
pictures look fantastic.
It did look like a fantastic event, and Val was there with her granddaughter, was also dancing, which is just a fabulous scene. It was very, very sumptuous, the photographs. Okay, so that is the news that we were able to bring then, in terms of our special offers for the town and good news that's happened in the last week or so. So Emma, let's look to the summer holidays. This is our last event here at Holy Trinity Church. Where are we going over the summer, and where can people find us?
So our group wanted days out, didn't they? And especially with the summer months, you expect to have the better weather and be able to get out and about. So on the 26th of July, we're having a nice relaxed walk around Martin Mere. But so we're all going to be meeting at the Village Hotel at 12 o'clock. We can all have a cup of tea, coffee, cocoa, whatever you fancy. And just spending that time together. If it's raining or been raining, there is a backup plan. So I know a few of the group members had asked that as well today.
I'm sure we'll find out what that is.
There is a backup plan. Then going forwards, on the 9th of August, we're having a little trip out on a fishing boat up from Fleetwood Ferry. So we'll be able to meet there again. We've set outside Fleetwood Ferry Cafe for 1 o'clock. So that'll be a nice little trip. But of course, we do need to know the numbers for these trips. And if there is anybody listening that wants to come and join us, you'll be able to find all our details either online or on Facebook on the other side of Blackpool. But our final trip as well isn't one that we've already done last summer, and that's on the 23rd of August. And we're having another trip up to Leon's allotment, and that's just on Cherry Tree Road in Blackpool. And we'll all be meeting there as well for 12 o'clock. And the contingency plan is that we'll be in the pub.
The Cherry Tree pub, yeah. Sure, we'll face like we were last year, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. Leon has promised to give us gardening tips for free. And I think we'll have a little picnic as well. So those are the three events we've got going on. You'll find them all on our Facebook page, The Other Side of Blackpool, or if you Google Poverty Truth Network in Blackpool. John, were there any of those events over the summer, things that would tempt you?
Well, no, I can go on a fishing boat. You won't stop me getting there. So my only chance to get on a boat. In Lancashire.
I'll get your name down.
Very good. Sold. Well, listen, thank you so much, everyone, for all your help this year and the things we've achieved together. It's been great also having this podcast with you. Thank you, dear listeners, for listening. And we'll be back again soon with more news about the other side of Blackpool. Goodbye.
You've been listening to the Other Side of Blackpool podcast for people who live here all year round. We're a dream of the Poverty Truth Network in Blackpool and the Fylde Coast. Find out more at povertytruthnetwork.org. If you like us, follow us and leave us a review.